shepherd lad kept sheep upon the hill, and he's laid his pipe and his crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed, and he approached the maid. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he says, "and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew silken seam than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes alone, and I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry home. I'll not touch your mantle and I'll leave your clothes alone, but I'll tack you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my aim." And he's taken her out of the clear water and he's rowed her in his arms. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he says, "and hide your bounteous charms." He's put her on a milk-white steed, himself upon another, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. She rode into her father's gate, and she's thrilled at the pen, and ready stood a porter there to let the fair maid in. Well, the gates were opened, it so nimbly she stepped in. She said, "King, sir, you are a fool without, and I'm a maid within. So fare ye weel, my modest boy, I thank you for your care. But had ye done as you desired, I'd never have left you there. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning."